the realm of the unknown.
Like a virgin, and you wouldn't know the difference. No one sees the grifter, she's cutting the figure so well again. Not even a whisper, and that's how I win your confidence. I look pretty inside a photograph, don't you agree? As I wink at your winking back. MDMA inside my champagne glass. You know that all the best girls are fast. It's like that. A glass elevator. Your eyes are on me as I descend. My sins are forgiven before I have even committed them. You'll get the estate, my period's later than it's ever been. Now everybody's getting what they wanted, aren't they? I look pretty inside a photograph, don't you agree? As I wink at your dad, yeah, he's winking back. MDMA inside my champagne glass. You know that all the best girls are fast. It's like
decided to buy me for the night. You kept looking over with those sad eyes. We all compromised, now he's choking me. She said, maybe something he did. I could play along, look the other way. If there's something, baby, you should let them all know. It's not giving in when you're letting go. If you're thinking about taking the high road, I can tell you that you're doing it wrong. There's a better way. Something, baby, you should let them all know. It's not giving in when you're letting go. If you're thinking about taking the high road, I can tell you that you're doing it wrong. There's a better way of letting it all go. 'Cause you've been running from this feeling too long. That simple, baby, you should let them all know. It's not giving in when you're letting go. If you're thinking about taking the high road, I can tell you that you're doing it wrong. Everything that I did.
Well, howdy, y'all. You're listening to Second Rodeo. I'm your host, DJ Spud, and this is WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We just heard from Sir Woman. That was High Road. And right before that, we had not one, but two songs from Goldie Bottier. I had to look up how to pronounce her name, so Goldie, if you're listening, I'm sorry. We went and saw her last night. She was at Brighton Music Hall, and for a Sunday night, it was absolutely packed. Not even for a Sunday night, just any night. It was absolutely packed, and I was just so happy for her. I feel like she's really kind of like coming up this year, and I just love her music and her attitude. I have not seen a performance like that in a long time. She had outfit changes. She had props. She sat and told a story. Like, it was so incredible, and she was just smiling and dancing the whole time, and you can just tell that she is just overjoyed every time she's up there. And combine that with the fact that she's insanely talented. Like, her voice is just unmatched. It was incredible. It was such a good show. And one of my friends kind of randomly had tickets, so I got to go. So shout out Dan, thanks so much. And I got to bring my best friend. So we had an impromptu little silly Sunday night. I've never been to the Brighton Music Hall before either, so I'm definitely going to be checking out some more shows there. It was a fun, smaller venue, and yeah, loved it. So that was, once again, Goldie Bottier. That was Terrible Things, and I started off the show today with Goldie Montana, and that is the name of the album. Goldie Bottier presents Goldie Montana. And she talked last night about how Goldie Montana is kind of her alter ego that she created to get her out of this really dark, difficult time in her life. And I just loved that. And it really resonated. And it was International Women's Day. She did a whole chat about women breaking the glass ceiling and then having to clean up after it. Like, it was so good. She's so funny. Just, yeah, really incredible. If you have any opportunity to see her, I cannot recommend it enough. And I think I said this like last spring that I feel like she's gonna just absolutely crush in the next year or so. So I see her getting super, super big and really having a moment. So I'm so excited to see where she goes, and hopefully you're there too. And for our International Women's Day month show, we're going to get more into the music. This is No Doubt with Just a Girl. Here we go. Oh,
All you ever hear me say, but since you've been gone. Scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. And all that extra hole gel in your hair, I'd lock it, 'cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think it's something else. Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Must be choking, right? Oh, oh, you think it's something special. Oh, oh, you think it's something else. Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Don't impress me much. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so what do you think, you're Elvis or something? Whatever.
Howdy, y'all. Welcome back to Second Rodeo. I'm your host, DJ Spud. We just heard from the legendary, the iconic Shania Twain. That was That Don't Impress Me Much. Brad Pitt, move over. Shania's coming in. She's got no time for the likes of you. I love that song. I thought about playing Man, I Feel Like a Woman, but, you know, Was it like a little too on the nose? I don't know, maybe. But right before that, we had another fun throwback. I remember playing this album on my little CD player when I was growing up. And I was obsessed with Kelly Clarkson. So that was Since You've Been Gone, which again is just absolutely legendary, classic, no notes. And right before that, we had Katie Tunstall with Suddenly I See. And another little throwback. I specifically remember the first time I heard that song and I'll never forget it. I think that I heard Black Horse in a Cherry Tree first by her, and I was like, who is this woman? And that's on the same album that came out in 2005. So been a minute. Wow. Happy 20 years to that album. Definitely go listen to that. It's a really good one. It's called Eye to the Telescope. Again, Katie Tunstall. And those are a couple, yeah, just fun cutie little International Women's Day moments from my childhood / my life. And now we're going to do a little bit of Florence and the Machine, who is just, she's everything to me. This is off of her album, Everybody Scream, which she is currently touring. If you're listening from the Boston area, she will be here in April at TD Garden. I will be there, and I'm so excited to see her. The last time I saw her was when she was opening for the Rolling Stones, which was incredible, obviously. But it wasn't a full Florence show. She was the opener. So I'm just absolutely dying to see her, and I'm just so excited. So we're going to do Sympathy Magic off of Everybody's Scream. If you want to hear anything specific, please let me know either in the DJ chat at WMFO.org, or you can call into the studio at 855-915-9636. Hope to hear from you. And in the meantime, enjoy Florence and the Machine.
Memory fails me, names and faces blur. There is only after or before. Am I so different? Have I changed? I do not recognize my face. The scar fades, but pulls inside, tugging at me all the time, chewing on a feeling, spitting it out, crouched in a ball gown, anxious and ashamed, vague humiliations of fate. And the wind through my fingers, the only God that I know. And it does not want me on my knees to believe. Head high, arms wide, aching, aching, aching.
Told me that it would. So come on, tell me why. glass on the table. Pick it up, hold it to your throat. I can see who you are now that the window's broke. Drop of blood on the carpet. Didn't think it would go this far. Don't know why I held on this long, but here we are. I know you've been hurt, but you did it first to me. We started with the end, broken glass again. Maybe it doesn't matter who the blame gets assigned to next. Nothing's ever the way that
Howdy, y'all. Welcome back to Second Rodeo. I'm your host, DJ Spud, right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We just heard from the last dinner party that was The Feminine Urge, which is obviously very fitting for our theme today, but in general, incredible song, incredible album, incredible band. They're so good. I believe they're going to be in Boston sometime soon, too. I believe. that, like I said, that was The Feminine Urge. Right before that, we had Broken Glass by Lizzie McAlpine. That's my girl. Me and Lizzie were... She gets me. I love that whole album, Older and Wiser. And I started listening to it, I think, in like August of this year. I was a little behind the times, but she became my number one artist on Spotify from August to November. So if that tells you anything, the amount of data that Spotify has on me and Lizzie, it's crazy. Right before that, started off with Sympathy Magic by Florence and the Machine. Florence and the Machine is just an incredibly special group to me. Florence Welch is everything to me. And I just love that song. I love this whole album. It does the whole theme, the whole, like, I don't know, story of the album is just very focused on womanhood, and it's just so powerful. And I love the line in this one where she says, "I do not find worthiness of virtue. I no longer try to be good. It didn't keep me safe like you told me that it would." Ugh, Florence. Oh my God, girl. It's like all of her lyrics are so deep and so poetic and beautiful. And again, just like, then she's so incredibly talented with a range, with like no limits. I'm just in awe of her always. So that was Florence and the Machine. And up next, we are going to do, we're going to play some Hayley Williams. This is off of Hayley's new album, Ego Death at a Bachelorette Party, which, once again, if you've heard the show before, you've heard some songs from this album. I have not stopped playing it, have not stopped talking about it, and I never will. So get used to it. This is Love Me Different by Hayley Williams. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here on Second Rodeo.
Now
hours of therapy, two prescriptions, no good routines. Guess I'm the one who's gotta love me differently. Endless scrolling up till three. Alex reads tarot, he's the shit of me. Now I'm the one who's gotta love me differently.
Don't call it love, heaven's above. We gotta
Howdy, y'all. Welcome back to Second Rodeo. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. I'm your host, DJ Spud. We just finished up The Cranberries. That was Dreams from their album. Everybody else is doing it, so why can't we? The eternal question. Right before that, we had Kim Carnes with Don't Call It Love. That is off of her album, Mistaken Identity. I recently found that vinyl album secondhand, and I had never listened to the whole thing through before. And this was one of the other songs on that album besides Betty Davis Eyes, which is how I found Kim Carnes originally. That song is so good. Never fails to put me in a good mood. It's just the best. So I really enjoyed listening through that whole album. It's got a lot of range. She's got some twangy ones and like very 80s beats. It's really good. I would definitely recommend a listen. And before that, we had Queen of My Heart, Queen of Everyone's Hearts, hopefully, Hayley Williams. That was Love Me Different off of Ego Death at a Bachelorette Party. I, again, love that whole album, but that song is definitely very poignant and very relevant to my life, and is just, it's just an anthem, and couldn't have an International Women's Day playlist without a little Hayley. So thanks for tuning in. That is my hour, and I will be back next week, same time, on 91.5. This has been Second Rodeo. Hope you have a great night.